Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Football Full Disclosure. Thank you, Marty.
Hey, nice thumbs to be up. Here.
It's always lovely to have you here. Okay, so running order. We're talking about that before. I know you're eager to talk about Ekitike, red card. Let's talk about Southampton.
Oh, so we're starting Liverpool,
let's
are we?
Just start, we're just going to do it. Let's just start with Liverpool. So obviously we had a midweek game. I love those because it's more Liverpool to watch. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. Well, it wasn't good. It wasn't good what happened.
It was good. We won the game, but it's 2-1 win against Southampton in the League Cup. 2 assists for Chiesa.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
But, big but.
Yeah, big but. I mean, and
Ekitike.
Yeah, I mean, silly, wasn't it?
He forgot.
Incredibly silly. He's been booked, and then he's like, yeah, look at me. Read the name.
Then
there you go, red card, you're off, you're gone. He's like, what?
Why did he get...
Frimpong goes up to him and said,
I saw that.
Yeah, you've already been booked, you're going to be sent off.
Frimpong's like, what are you doing? his face was kind of like, oh yeah, I am going to be sent off. And hold on, but it's a silly rule, surely, being booked for taking off a shirt. There are worse things to get booked for.
There is.
I mean, it was silly. Yes, it was silly.
I don't agree with the fact that you get booked for it, but ultimately you do get booked for it. So
that's the reality.
Don't do silly things like get red carded and then have to miss the game at the weekend because he would have started against Palace.
It's a big game.
Palace are undefeated in what? 17 games or something?
They haven't
lost this season either.
Nope,
they haven't. It's not going to be an easy game.
No.
And Ekitike starting, and he's been in good form, would have been very good for us. Isak going to start?
He has to.
He just played a game. All right. Yeah, he's got
45 minutes.
We are on Saturday, so he's got a few days to.
He had 45 minutes against Southampton. He didn't start the Everton, the Merseyside derby. Let's start with that. It was a 2-1 victory against Everton.
Yeah, it was.
Wirtz and Isak were on the bench. They made a really interesting point in an interview. 2-0 is the worst result for Liverpool. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know.
We know what that means, right? It's because we know we go 2-0 up and we look vulnerable for some reason or the other. I'm not sure.
We're just kind of like, oh, this is too easy kind of thing.
It's too easy. Let's make life hard for ourselves. It was a great goal from Gravenberg and Ekitike, who...
That first goal was incredible.
It was incredible,
It was a great ball.
Yeah.
From Salah.
Salah, he's chipping in there.
And well, if he's not scoring, as long as he's getting assists,
get
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But it was a great ball, and then, it was just a great, not an easy finish either.
It wasn't, no. And Ekitike, a very good finish, but of course, we're going to miss him for the Southampton game.
Yeah. So the questions are being asked, aren't they? What does Slot do? Because if he gives Gravenberg the more free role that he gave him in that game, that's at the expense of having to have Wirtz on the bench. So you've just signed this player who's worth a lot of money and we know he's good.
He's bedded into the Premier League, in my opinion. I don't particularly like the narrative that Wirtz is having a shocking season or something of that nature.
It's too early.
Yeah. Exactly. One, it's too early. It's a new league. He's very young. He's very young. Let's remember that. Yes, you spent a lot of money, but what are people expecting? Because you spent that much money, he should have scored 5 and assisted 5. That's not how it works.
No, I agree with you on that. But that's not the point, though. The point is, if you want Gravenberch to be his best, which may well be in that more freer role, if you're playing Wirtz, you're sacrificing that defensive stability, aren't you?
You are.
Right. So yes, you have to have him sitting a bit deeper to kind of balance things out. I think if you've got Wirtz on the pitch... Yeah, we're perhaps not as secure.
Possibly. I mean, we've conceded almost every game we've played. I think bar the Burnley game, we've conceded goals. And it seems to be a current trend that we're letting teams back into games when we probably shouldn't.
We've been winning late. Okay, that game, admittedly, remember, we didn't concede that goal until after they changed the system and Wirtz came on.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It's all his
fault. I'm certainly not blaming him for it at all. I think the problem is, for Slot, is what does he do? He's got too many good players. Not too many. Of course, you can't have too many good players. But he's got so many good players, that would be a better way of saying it.
Yes.
That he does have a lot of issues. It's like, well... what am I going to do with all these guys? Because there's a lot of quality there. And that's obviously not a bad problem to have, I guess. But he needs to find the right balance of, okay, what can we do when Wirtz is playing? How can we stay defensively secure? Yeah,
and I think he will. I mean, let's 5 out of 5 wins. Let's remember that firstly.
Yeah, great.
For me, Palace is going to be a tough, tough game. And we've had tougher games this season. The Merseyside derby could have been a bogey game. We had Bournemouth. That could have been a bogey team for us. We've beaten Arsenal. We forget that, haven't we? Mm. You know, that's a big game. So actually, you know, things are looking very good for us this season. And that, you know, I want us to segue. I do want to talk about Arsenal, but before we talk about Arsenal, our favourite team, definitely not our favourite team, have actually won a game.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's United for anyone who is unaware, full disclosure.
Yeah.
We are Liverpool supporters.
Let's be honest.
So
I mean,
we don't like them.
They had to have somebody sent off from the opposition for them to win that game.
That was Sanchez getting sent off. Oh, hold on. He made a very weird, strange point. He said the Pope himself wouldn't have him stop playing 3-4-3. Divine intervention. God himself, the representative of God on earth, couldn't stop him from playing 3-4-3. He's adamant.
Yeah, he's not going to change, is he?
Can it work?
Well, I don't think it can. I'm not sure there are many people apart from him that think it can. In fact, I don't even think he thinks it can. But you know what? They did get result, and they got result against Chelsea, to be fair. So, I mean, that's you know...
10-man Chelsea.
10-man Chelsea. But still, it's a result against Chelsea. So that will give them a little bit of hope.
Something.
Whether they should have hope from that, considering, again, as we said...
I mean, Casemiro was sent off. Let's remember that.
He has. But it was later in the game.
Cole Palmer came off, so it was Chelsea, 10 men, and not their strongest side. He looks possibly to be injured. You know, Amorin mentioned, he said, we scored 2. We try to complicate the game. He's not... This guy, I love his sound bites. I think they're great. We scored 2 and then we try to complicate the game. That sounds like us, actually. But yeah. That's... do you think this guy wants to stay in this job?
I don't know. Maybe he's got like that Mourinho mentality where he wants a big payout. He's like, you know what? I'll come in. I've got. How many years does he have in his contract? That's a Mourinho thing. I'm telling you.
I know.
He signs a new contract, and then
everything goes rubbish.
Yeah, everything goes rubbish.
And then they've got to pay you out.
Yeah, and then they've got to pay you to get you
out.
I'm
sure they've probably got a clause in the contract that you can't be rubbish, as then we can't pay you out. I'm sure, surely. I don't know.
That's the whole point of having a contract, isn't it? So that if they want to get rid of you, they're going to have to pay you money to do it. And that's, you know... And if you've got a nice contract, then it's a good payday, isn't it?
I don't know. You know? I think it's a tough one for them. 3-4-3, only against 10 men, seems like the only scenario in which they can win. Actually, they have won another game. They did beat Burnley. I do forget that. That doesn't really feel like a win. Never felt like a win because it came later in the game. It needed VAR and everything. You know, this Chelsea side, again, I've mentioned this before about Chelsea. I don't think they've got it in them to be Premier League contenders. Where are they? 7 points or something along that line? It's just, you know, if you want to be challenged for the Premier League, United is definitely a team you should be beating. But
the way they are at the moment, yeah, absolutely. I think United are there for the taking from pretty much anybody. But if things go their way, maybe they will get a few results.
Let's see.
And it will certainly take the pressure off Amorin if he does get 2 or 3 wins, you know, over the next few games.
Can I say, there's a fella who hasn't cut his hair because he's waiting for United to win 5 games in a row.
Since when?
Since when? It's been a while. He has huge, insane afro because he's still waiting for United to win 5 games in a row. He's actually quite adamant about it. I think I would have just, you know, shaved it all off.
Respect his determination.
He's determined, but something tells me he's going to be Sasquatch by the end of this. Anyway, let's move on to Arsenal. City, 1-1 draw. Okay, so the big thing about this is Arteta. Cautious Arteta. Everyone seems to be losing their minds the fact that he starts Trossard as opposed to Eze, the guy, the creative outlet that they spent money on. I think Arsenal supporters are getting a little bit rabid. That's the word I would use.
Same thing against Liverpool. Too cautious.
A little too
cautious. For a team that they could have potentially beat as well. I mean, because we weren't great. And I think it's the same situation with Man City. They haven't been great. You're at home. Why aren't you going for it?
Why aren't you going for it? Against a City that actually, weird, he set up, he looked like, that was like, they got their goal early on, obviously, and he kind of just went into defensive mode. And I don't think I've ever seen City play like that before. It's a strange one.
They're not the same team they were. I mean, everything about them is, you know, that ruthlessness that they had. Okay, you know, they did win that game. And I know we were talking about it before. You know, they win 5-0. Great, fantastic. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Man City back to their best. But they're clearly not, are they?
No.
I mean, they're clearly not back to their best. They have, you know, they have some good players. We talked about that. Reinders, quality player. Got an assist in that game as well.
Yes.
Haaland got a goal. Obviously, that's good news for them. Good news for
having
people.
Having a better season. He's having a better season.
Have him in their fantasy team as well. But ultimately, I mean, yeah, there's still... You know, you've got to hold on to that. If you got a lead, you hold on to it. And they, again, like you said, they just went kind of, okay, we're just going to sit back and not really go for the throat here.
I mean, obviously, Arsenal changed things after the first half. And, you know, he made, you know, sweeping changes. I think Nani Madueke seems to be quite injured, 6-7 weeks out. Ooh. Quite bad for them, for a guy that started quite well. But again, I don't like, you know, adding to the rhetoric, but Arteta has to go for it this season, surely.
Well, you say that, but I mean, how many seasons have people been saying that? Got to do it this season.
It's this season, right? That sounds like us a few years ago. It's this season. Definitely this season.
Well, they've got to, look. What did you say? How many?
Phase 7 of Arteta.
Phase 7.
About that.
So they've got to. They've got to sort it out soon, haven't they? So I mean, is it this year? Probably not. The Arsenal board are surprisingly
calm.
Yeah, and to be honest, they're quite happy just like, you know, we're doing all right. Behind the scenes, financially, we're probably doing quite well.
I mean, Arteta took him from wherever they were, which wasn't in a good place, to where they are right now, title challengers. But
well, it's better.
It's better, but if you really, really want to win something, if you want to go that extra step, these are the games you cannot be cautious in. You have to, dare I say it, I don't want to use the word coward, but... It feels to me like he's afraid of something. He's more afraid of losing games than actually going for things, and that's going to affect them in the long run, in my opinion. But
well, yeah, sometimes you've got to be bold and you've got to throw caution to the wind. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to win games, are you? Certainly in places like that, they should have done it against Liverpool. They should have gone for us because we were there for the taking.
Oh, we were
absolutely. And I think City, same thing. I think you've got to go for it. You know, look, they got a draw out of it. They were losing. It was late.
Best result for us, though.
And yeah, for us, fantastic. And you couldn't, to be honest, the way the results are going at the moment, for us, that's 5 points clear. We're 5 games in.
We don't run away with it. I don't think we're going to run away with it.
Well, I don't know. Like I say, we're only 5 games in. We're already 5 points clear. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's see. The Palace game is going to be a tricky one.
It's a bogey team.
It's a team that can absolutely take points from us. So let's wait and see. What it looks like. I think we got Chelsea maybe after that as well.
We do indeed.
So, and then the both Saturday games, which is nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's head over to West Ham. Oosh. At home, another loss.
Sinking ship, that one.
Another sinking ship. Potter.
Yeah.
Potter's got a...
No magic there.
No magic there. Oh, there's a reference.
Well, you're setting me up for it, aren't you?
Potter. It was another set piece. There's a protest before the game. Apparently they weren't protesting Potter.
No,
they were protesting as the owners. Like, what do they want from the owners? Like, sell it up, sell up, sell everything, start again.
Give it to somebody else. Sort it out.
Sort it out. I don't know. I think it's for one, it was the 7th corner conceded by West Ham. Ironically, they scored from a corner themselves, but it doesn't look good. And if they do, you know, start again, what does that mean? Does that mean do they sack Potter? Did they find someone else? Nuno Espirito Santo has been thrown around. His name's been thrown around. Is he going to fix everything?
Bookie's favourite, apparently.
Is he favourite, really?
Yeah, Bookie's favourite to take over.
Potter's still in a job.
If Potter is sacked,
that's harsh.
Bookie's favourite to take over.
Yikes.
But again, if I'm Santo, do I want to get involved in that?
No.
That team?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Great stadium and everything. I think the infrastructure's there, but right now things just don't look good. For me, we're going to talk about the sides that have come up, but I feel like a couple, if not definitely one, established Premier League side is going down this season.
Yeah, and I think it's Wolves.
West Ham and Wolves, possibly.
Well, I think Wolves are going down.
Well, let's segue into...
they're pretty well established. Wolves have been in the Premier League for a while, right?
A few seasons for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know how many seasons you need to be in there to be established. But
so, do you want to segue into Wolves Leeds?
Yeah, again, another bad result. Yeah.
3-1 at home.
And again, against Leeds, this is a team that you need to be. I mean, let's be honest. The teams that have come up, I think all of them, they've done pretty well.
They look okay.
They've all done pretty well.
Wolves' next few games are against the promoted sides. And I said I said this last week. They have to win. They need results. I don't think draws are enough. They need concrete points. They need wins. Exactly. And, you know, they started very well. And then Leeds, I think, just blew them away. All the goals came in the first half.
Yeah.
It was an amazing free kick. Did you watch Match of the Day by any chance? Yeah, it was a blockbuster free kick. Calvert-Lewin back in the goals again.
Yeah, headed goal, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's not looking very good for Wolves. But their manager just signed, I think, what's his name, Pereira? Just signed a new contract. And they asked him in an interview, are you worried about your job? He said, nope, I'm not worried about my job at all. Should he be?
Not at this stage, no. Not if they've just given him a new contract. They'll give him time. But if it's not happening by January, I don't think it matters, does it?
No.
Whether he's got a new contract or not. I think for now, he's probably okay. Give him time, see if he can turn it around. But if we get to, 10 games and he still hasn't won, and he's only picked up a couple of points, then, yeah, of course there are going to be questions.
10 games.
Asked.
You're waiting until 10 games. That's damage is done, surely.
Well, I mean it's 5 games now.
Well, yeah. Give him 5 more.
Give him 5 more and see what happens.
And then what, 28 games for left of the season for another manager to try to change things up? It's tough. It's going to be tough. Anyway, so you do you want to go out on a limb and say Wolves are going down?
I believe I said it last time, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah. I think Wolves will go down. I think they struggled last season.
Marty committing to something.
I know, and it doesn't happen very often. They struggled last season, and they had a far better team, I think, than they've got this season.
They did. Yep.
They have lost good players. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just take Cunha out of that equation,
yep.
And they've lost a player that was basically involved in everything good that they were doing last season or for the last few seasons. Right? He was their main man. He's gone now.
Yeah.
So, what are they going to do? I can't see where they're going to what they've got in their team. Tell me a player that stands out that's gonna help them achieve their goals. Because I can't think of any off the top of my head.
That was a big sigh, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So, I mean, it seems like they struggled last season. They're in a worse position this season. I think they're going down.
Okay. All right. So, that's it. We've heard it here first. Wolves definitely going down. Anyway, let's move over to... I want to talk about the other promoted side, which is Sunderland. Who are just quietly picking up draws here and there. They're winning a few games. They're looking okay.
They're sitting in a decent position in the league.
That was against Aston Villa, a very established, excellent manager. Finally scored a goal.
Yeah, they did.
It was a banger.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sunderland are chipping away. They're getting their points. They're doing what they have to do. They're not, once again, they're not falling into the trap of trying to play their philosophy or anything like that. They're going in there and doing a job, which is actually what you might need for teams coming up.
That's what you need to stay in the league. You have to have adaptability. You play the teams, not necessarily your philosophy. You've got to look at the team and say, well, what's the best way to set up against this team? Now, obviously, it ended 1-1.
Yes.
They came back pretty quickly after going down, which, good reaction. Xhaka is a decent signing for them as well.
That was a lovely assisted header, if you saw it.
Yeah. A player with loads of experience.
Loads of experience. And you need that.
Exactly, you need that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Sunderland could be okay. I mean, it's early days, of course. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. Villa haven't been great, so it's probably not the best test.
Villa will be fine, ultimately. I don't see Villa having any issues. I think goals will come for Villa eventually. And obviously, it was a Matty Cash goal. It was a banger.
What you got to remember about that? They were 10 men as well for a lot of that game.
They were.
And that was a silly red card.
Yeah.
I mean,
kicking out. Yeah, he kicked
out.
Do
that.
Yeah.
You can't do that in football. So you're going to get carded for that.
Yeah.
So it was a silly red, but the fact that they still managed to stay in the game... Against, as you say,
a
very good side. In fairness, they haven't been great, as we said.
No.
But a good side on paper, they stay in the game, they manage to get a point out of it.
Yeah.
You absolutely take that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
So it's a good result for them.
Yeah. And Burnley, the other promoted side, also chipping away, getting a point there. Burnley was so unlucky against us. So unlucky. That could have been another, point. But obviously, they've come in against Forest. It was a 1-1 draw. Jadon Anthony you know, it's okay. They were stunned by an early goal from Nico Williams. But actually, another promoted side chipping away. And it doesn't look good for your teams like Wolves that are languishing. I think Wolves are bottom of the league, right?
Dead bottom of the league, yeah.
Dead bottom of the league.
0 points.
Gosh, 0 points. God.
Nothing. I think they've
nothing. They've shipped nothing.
I think they've shipped 9 goals.
Yikes.
As well, so.
Yeah. So, wow. There we go. And yeah, and there we go. Burnley, another promoted side, picking up points, doing what they have to do.
Against the Nottingham Forest team in transition, to be
Scott
fair.
Scott Parker knows what to do. You know, he's got...
Well, it's a good time to play for us because they are, you know, new manager. They are going through a transitional period.
Mm.
Again, maybe not the team they were last season.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see what Ange can do, whether, you know, once he puts his stamp on them, whether they'll start becoming a bit more of a dangerous team. I wouldn't, you know, bet anything on it.
Okay.
But we'll see.
We'll see. All right, let's head back up to Brighton Spurs. What do you think? Champions League hangover?
Possibly.
Bear in mind, they finished 17th. They're playing Champions League because they won the Europa Cup.
Yeah. But again, I think Spurs this season are a far
different animal
than they were last season just because of their manager. I really like Frank. I think he's quality.
Yeah.
I would have taken him at Liverpool if I, you know, prior to slot. I would have absolutely taken him at Liverpool.
Okay.
I think he's really good.
I'm sure he was
really
looked
good.
At. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
No, I think obviously they made completely the right choice on the manager they took in. But I like the way he conducts himself.
Yes.
In interviews and stuff like that. He doesn't go mad. He's calm. He's collected.
Mm-hmm.
He analyses the game well. I think he's a great manager, and I think Spurs are going to have a pretty decent season this season.
Okay.
In fairness, it was a strange own goal again, I think, wasn't it?
It was.
It was one of those kind of like silly headers.
Yeah.
Went in like we had last
But week. It was a good response from going 2-0 down against a very good Brighton side who might be worried that they couldn't finish that game off. But once again, you mentioned keywords like he's calm, he's collected, you know, uses. You know, data and everything. I think that's a big thing about Thomas Frank, his use of data is something teams like. And they responded well to going 2-0 down.
Yeah, did well. From a Brighton point of view, like you said, they will be disappointed they didn't hold on to the lead.
No.
You know, you score pretty early in both first half goals. You'd want to go on and win that. But I think, again, Brighton, they're established. Everything about them is done pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
And they do have a good manager. So for
Indeed.
Me, I think they'll have a decent season. And if you're a Brighton supporter, I think you'll be pretty happy if you're around mid-table or top half of the table, which is exactly where I think they'll be come the end of the season. So Brighton are okay. I think Spurs are going to have a pretty decent season once they kind of get going a bit.
Indeed. So, yeah. They are, what, sitting on 10 points anyway. So, okay, let's head over to the West London derby. It is the West London derby. It's Fulham and Brentford, two teams in West London, which makes it a West London derby.
I understand that, yeah.
So Munoz, I want to talk about the fact that Munoz scored an amazing goal. It was ruled off because of a weird foul. And now there's this whole thing that refs have to address the entire stadium. It's all very American football style.
Yeah, much like the
what's your
halftime
take?
Interviews.
Yeah,
and
are they giving?
They're doing halftime interviews.
Are they really?
And they do it with players as well.
I don't
or players that have come off the bench.
I don't.
Or, no, or going to come off the bench, or have just gone to go on the bench. They're interviewing players there as well.
We shouldn't know what the refs sound like. We shouldn't. I don't need to know his voice. I don't need to know anything about them. I don't like the fact that they're giving addressing the entire. I know we want more clarity on decisions that are being made, but. It felt a strange one.
Well, I think
with the referee on the loudspeaker addressing everyone. The reason for the decision is because of an elbow to a player's face. It's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, in the crowd, I think a lot of the problems with VAR were nobody knew what was going on. So I think, right, how do we address this? This is what they're saying. Let's have some transparency and then have the ref explain his decision and why he's come to it once he's looked at the monitor. I think that's kind of the
rationale.
Exactly.
I get that. I just feel like it's one of these feelings about football is moving in certain directions that some people don't particularly like. I don't know whether it's taken on an American football style, VAR. Well, I mean, one thing about VAR is offsides are quicker, much, much quicker. Obviously, it's automated now, but...
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. I mean, that's one positive, but I think, having refs address people... Certain things, decisions are still inconsistent. I don't know.
The ref one doesn't bother me too much.
It doesn't,
I think. If you're in the stadium, you know, you're probably going to want to know why he's made that decision, whether you're going to agree with it or not. I mean, that's still there. It's always going to be there. The interviews, like for players coming on and off the pitch, that's very American football, very American style. You know, there are an awful lot of Americans invested in English football, though, to be fair. So that's not...
I think about 9 owners out of the 20 sides are from the US.
It's not surprising that it's heading in that direction. I don't love it, but again, that's up to the club. They don't have to do that. There's also, if they have people in the dressing rooms for team talks and stuff like that, there's a lot of clubs that don't want that. Obviously, I wouldn't want that. So I think, again, it's at the discretion of the club. So if your club says, look, we don't want to take part in this, they don't have to do it, I guess. But so it's not, you know, like you have to do it.
You have to, okay. And finally, Bournemouth and Newcastle. Okay, people don't like XG, but this game apparently had an XG combined of 0.7, which is less than a goal.
Yeah, so it's not great.
This, it wasn't great, was it?
No, not great.
I actually watched the first half. It was so bad. It was so boring. Mm. I've no idea how I got 45 minutes. Watched 45 minutes of this. It was, is this a Newcastle hangover? Like, they had a very bad result against Barcelona. Rashford came back to haunt them. But, you know, is this going to be a tough season for them, having to play Champions League and, you know, follow up with Premier League games and just have, you know, potential games like this where it's just boring?
I think it's always hard for teams that are not used to playing
2 games a week.
Yeah, you get kind of the Champions League and then the Premier League and then competing at high levels in both. That's not going to be easy. You have to have a squad for it, which, I mean, maybe they don't have. But again, I think there are 2 teams that kind of cancel each other out because I think they're both on the same level, Bournemouth and Newcastle.
Right now.
Right now, I think they're both on a similar level. I think what Arriola's done with Bournemouth has been incredible. I think he's got them playing really good football. And I think you've got a Newcastle team.
In one season.
Mm. I think you've got a Newcastle team. But again, they've had a good start as well, right? Pretty good start.
Okay. Ish.
I think Newcastle, again, are a kind of team that have been on the up since they've had all that injection of money, right? So, yeah, maybe they just cancel each other out.
Yeah. So we have got Crystal Palace this Saturday.
We do. Yeah, it's going to be tricky.
It's a it's a 3 p.m. kickoff. Gosh, we've not had those in a while.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of Saturday games, which is nice for me because I can actually watch it.
There we go. You know, here in the land of where we are, games are a little bit difficult for us to watch, isn't it?
Evening games. And if they're on a Sunday, school night, although in fairness, we're on holiday next week.
We are. Golden Week. Mm. Have a lovely Golden Week, people who listen. And if you don't have Golden Week, get up and go to work.
Yeah. And enjoy that too.
Okay, I do have to run away. It's always a pleasure, Marty.
Yep, me too.
This has been the Football Full Disclosure. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.